Okay, here we are. Another Roll Around the Barrel production, play-by-play edition, Heritage Village Museum, May 7th, 2022. This match is a Black Flag Drovertons. Ooh! First pitch of the game hit to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to throw over to first, not going to be in time. Sails over the head of the first baseman. But Kyle Redner of the Droverton Black Flags is going to take his first as the Black Flags bat first here against the Georgetown Gentlemen. And that's where we are. So we've had a rousing day of baseball, to be sure. Droverton just came off beating the Cincinnati Buckeyes, and the Gentlemen played the Cincinnati Red Stockings in the first match and came up short. The wind has picked up here at Heritage Village Museum, and the sun still refusing to make an appearance as Jay Redner hits a line drive down the third base line. That's going to give Kyle a second. That's going to give Jay his first. That's going to bring up Adam Dirtbag Johnson, who had an ankle injury in the last match and will be using his wife to do his dirty work for him, just like in real life, as she is the pinch runner. So now Adam can stand there and admire his work like he wants to do and have somebody else do the running. And he can't get in trouble for the admiration of what he's just done. And Adam hits a high fly ball to right field, directly to the right fielder off the chest, throw to second base, trying to get to Forrest. It's going to come up a step short as bases will now be loaded with a Redner on third, a Redner on second, Jeanette Johnson on first. And that's going to bring up Wayne Wesley, who rushes, and there's the one I've been waiting for all day. Past the right fielder, under his feet, rolls up into the hill a little bit. 60-year-old Wayne Wesley, drifter, brings in two. Splinter tallies that ace. Toots, toot, toot, tallies that ace. Clink makes it to third, and drifter into second, and the Black Flag of Droverton have come out smoking here to start the game. That's going to bring up Jim Stick Wood, another gentleman who has a slight baseball injury today in the thigh. A pop-up to third base. That's a well-held ball by a young man over there. I believe that's Schoolboy playing third for the Gents. Pops Wegman. Hey, I told you. He switched bats again. And he tomahawks it right to the left fielder. Well-held ball. Clink is going to tag, and she's going to be in safely. Tally another one for the Black Flags, making it three in the first half of the first inning. 2 outs. That's going to bring up two times. Two times. A great day for baseball. The only thing better would be the sun. But other than that, it dried up pretty quick. It's still a little soft. If they were playing bound, it might have been a little bit of an issue. But, you know, looks like the field's holding up good enough to get through this in the next game. And I mean, I got my hoodie on right now, so it's not exceedingly warm. Pop up to left center field. Left fielder over. Catches it. Well played. Well held. After a strong start in the inning. That's three in a row. Set down. Black Flags of Droverton 3. Georgetown Gentlemen coming up. Here comes Adam Johnson to explain exactly what happened on that play for him to be injured. Adam, from this point of view, I couldn't tell if you went down because of your injury or if you tried to slide and then got injured on the slide. What happened on the play?
It was the latter. I actually, just the inning before, saw a guy slide, and I was like, oh, man, I love to slide. We can slide here. And Rick Crumman said, yeah. He's like, I love to slide, too. I said, well, I'll be getting dirty. And there was a play at the plate, and the last foot that you plant before you go into your slide slid on the mud and rolled. So then that's probably why the slide looked so terrible.
What looked worse before that is how, not your fault, but you ran out of real estate round and third. Your wide, the wide turn, you're like, got to shorten this up a little bit.
I'm a tall guy, and I'm pretty top heavy, so like once I get around.
And there's a hit by Schoolboy leading off right to the center fielder. He's going to make his first.
What would you say, maybe 7 or 8 feet in between third base and the fence?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get this body up to speed, it's hard to turn on a dime. It's made for power, not for agility.
And pops straight up in the air. That was called by the third baseman. Jeff Rice wanted that in the worst way. He was very aggressive in his calling of that. Almost like he hadn't had a ball hit to him all day. I don't know if that's true. That could be a thing. Gents have Bucky coming up here. Down the third base line. That's a well-hit ball. They're going to get it in quick. Holding Schoolboy at second. Bucky's going to take his first. Here comes Bull Moose.
I still can't figure that hat out.
No, he's fined $5, I believe, is what we did on that. But it doesn't seem to matter. Can I find him again because it's another match? I don't know. Let me ask you this. What bothers you more, the backwards hat or the New Balance shoes of the previous hitter?
I'm going to go with the backwards hat because...
It's a well-struck ball to center field, but it is held for the second out. That's too bad because most balls like that today have not been handled. He did strike it well.
That's Kyle Redner out there in center field, generally a second baseman. That's playing out of position.
When you can catch it, you can catch it. A dink and dunk back to the mound. Pops is going to throw over to first base. Wayne holds it. That ended quickly.
That's what we'd like to see.
So Plug makes the third out of the inning. That's a white wash. That's a zero. So after one inning, it's 3-0. Okay, so we got to finish the conversation because if one of those two guys hears this, they're going to be like, oh, they're ragging on me, man. Some guys who will play softball and will play vintage baseball, you got one pair of cleats. You're not going to black them out for vintage. I get it.
I get it. I'll let that one slide, especially if you're newer to the game. You haven't fully embraced it yet. You know, I played with colorful spikes in my early days, too.
Wrong way is up, and he went the wrong way. Right. So if you don't have a second pair of cleats and you're not committed to blacking out that first pair of cleats, hey, no problem.
There's room okay. to grow.
There's room to grow. Backwards hat, dude. You're a hell of a ball player.
Yeah, you're still rocking that Kenny Griff.
You are a hell of a ball player. Turn that hat around. Of course, I'm nobody, so you don't have to listen to me.
I don't think I agree with that. I think you're everybody in this sport. You bring this sport to the masses.
Yeah, I don't need that. Yeah, but you were fined $5 just in case you're listening. So I don't know who you pay that to. I don't know who spends that money. I don't know anything.
Hey, while we got a short break, I want to give a shout out to Jason Button Augustine. I know he's listening. He catches every episode.
He's the other one, huh?
He's the other Jason Buttons.
there's a ball hit by wrong way out to the left fielder, and he decided he's not out, and he's still at first base, but he's out. That's going to bring up Clink. I was talking earlier about how she's got the white shirt here, and she has to do something about that, and it's still white. I mean, make a play.
Right?
And over the third baseman's head, it's going to be down for a hit. That's what you get when you play in. Do they not know who she is?
She was actually frustrated earlier because she was hitting balls straight to the shortstop, and he was catching them. And she was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, swing harder. And that's what she's done ever since.
Great advice. I like these Georgetown gentlemen uniforms. I like the color, the green and the gray. I think they look sharp. And I also like the hat.
Yeah.
It's a very common hat. It's like a six panel.
I say that was a blast.
Is it just me, or are there shades of Walker Tavern wheels in those uniforms?
I suggest
hitting. Yeah, I mean, definitely not a tribute. Oh, it's a well-struck ball down the left field line by Jeff Cox, who's got a pinch runner in a wrong way. So that's how wrong way can get on base, is have somebody else hit the ball for him. And then Clink is going to aggressively try to take her third, and she's going to be out at third. Lightfoot's runner is going to take his second, so it's two outs. This is going to be Prospect here.
Glad you were here.
I think we got to find this guy, too, for a long sleeve tee. That's a $5 fine. There's a slide by wrong way into third.
I'll tell you what, though, that guy, those pants, you can tell he does squats.
Oh, yeah, those pants don't leave much to the imagination there on Prospect. He does squats. And the blue shoes. So we're just... We're just ragging on everybody right now. See, it's not anybody in particular.
Why don't we send that fine money to the ALS Foundation?
We should. Everybody who got fined today on air, you owe that money to ALS of Michigan. You'll find him on the websites. Just Google him. But he's got doesn't it look like his pants are undone? I mean, it's not. It's his shirt. It's in a V. But it just looks as if his pants are unbuttoned.
You can't even call it a modern look. I don't know. It's unique.
So that's going to bring it back up to the top of the lineup, Kyle Redner.
You You don't drive 5 hours not to play.
Yeah, when you drive 5 hours, you're staying.
What kind of drive was it for you?
4.5.
Oh, okay, so you know the...
Yeah, I'm staying for every game. And then I'm going to a Reds game, and then in the morning I'm driving to Toledo to go to a Mud Hens game. I get baseball out of my mileage. Wind kicks up, blowing my tarp. Blowing straight out to right field. Poke some holes. I need a knife. There's a ball. Center fielder was awful deep on that.
All right, I'm on deck.
See you later. Good luck.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Ball. I'm going to look for an outside pitch. I'm going to drive it to right field, and I'm going to watch somebody run for me.
Kyle Rittner makes his first. Prospect is going to make his third. Tally an ace by light foot or wrong way, depending on how you do it. Right. Jay Rittner is going to hit it to right field. And that's a fair ball. And they're running. They're running. We get to see who the faster Rittner is. It was Jay. Jay Rittner, the fastest of the Redners. Prospect is going to tally an ace. It's two across here in the second for the Black Flags. Adam Johnson, who you just heard, is now at the plate. And once again, having his wife, he almost hit the pizza. I got to tell you, his ankle must be rotten. He just said he's going to stick around and play in the fourth game. But he's not even striding with that ankle. He's just staying basically put and just using all arms. And that's a rope into right field, directly to the right fielder. They try to get the out at first to get Klink, who's running for Adam, but it did not happen. Kyle Rittner tallies an ace. Jay Rittner takes his third. Klink running for Adam Johnson takes first. I'm going to need her to slide somewhere. If she doesn't get anything on this white shirt by the end of the fourth game, I'm just dragging her along the ground. There's no way. Wayne Wesley Drifter, high foul ball onto the path. Just a bit out in front. Once again, third match right here coming to you from the Heritage Village Museum. Georgetown gentleman, the fine gentleman from Kentucky. Wayne hits it to center. Misplayed by Bull Moose out there off the chest. Like I said, it's hard to catch a baseball. And I'd be curious as to what the percentages of on the fly. Is it, would you say 50%? Let's start at 50%. Bull Moose needs to take a second to collect himself. And Klink has taken her third. Jay Rittner tallied an ace on that, and Drifter's at first. That's going to bring up Jim Stick Wood. And it's probably not 50%. It's actually probably a tad higher. But I'm just curious, as a starting off point, would you go up to 60% is a fair number for that? As the wind is really kicking up right now. There's a nice softball arcer. They're deep in center. Somewhat deep in right. A little bit shallower in left for Jim Wood. Has the name Stick for a reason. Although with his thigh bothering him, I don't know. Henhouse. Foul ball. So the Black Flags have gone up early. 7-0 right now. Looking to add more. Jim Wood. Full swing. Bunt. In front of the plate. And he will be thrown on at first for the third out. Black Flags put four up to make the score 7-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Here comes poor Adam Johnson.
Rub some dirt on it, you guys. What are you coming over here for me to massage you to?
You guys can probably just stand there and talk. Say something.
Something to you.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha. So which one of you two is hurt worse? Just curious.
I'm going to say that dirtbag is definitely hurt worse.
Pop up to the pitcher. Pops. Mishandle. Here comes the flip. He did not flip. It was an overhand. It was. He's on. Pops was angry. The older Pops gets, the more angry he is. I figure in another 10 years he'll be a serial killer.
I mean, he's a principal at a Catholic school.
That's how it starts.
Every serial killer starts that way.
I saw him throw a bat, pick up another bat, get a hit with that bat, and the next time up, pop out with that bat, not use that bat again. He's all over the place, over the hen house.
Talk about Pops?
Yeah.
He loves when you remind him about him throwing the bat at the Frankenmuth.
Yeah, but I got more bat incidences today. There's a trend.
It's getting worse.
So ball retrieved from the hen house. Babyface is up.
How do you think he got that nickname?
Ooh, all the weight went, stopped, and then the arms came. It's easy to tell these things when you're the one outside not doing it. There's a foul ball well held by the catcher.
I say that was a cat-like.
Not to mention
like
she's hit the ball kind of like Marbles. So yeah. I wonder how that happened.
She doesn't have near the social media presence that Marbles has.
Well, that's because Marbles isn't married.
Lefty is up. If Jeanette doesn't get any dirt on that shirt, I'm just going to drag her through the catcher's box at the end before you guys head out.
You know what? I'll support
just
that.
Elbow, give her an elbow or something.
I'm sure we could pull the old...
Yeah, turtle trip. Yeah. We set up a turtle trip. But she'd probably get hurt, and then I wouldn't be able to get home.
And then two bad things. She gets hurt, and even worse than that, you don't have anybody to drive.
It is high. It is not far. Long sleeve tee. No. Mishandle out and left. See, it happens all the time. Hey, guys, I was trying to put a percentage on it. In a fly match, outfielders on a play just like that, what would you say the percentage of success is? Just widespread vintage baseball overall.
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 40?
You think 40% success? So yeah. 60% fail rate?
Because for every, for every prospect, there's a who. You know, for every prospect, there's a Gary Green. There's some real left field studs out there that
pop up to shortstop.
That are damn near 100%.
Molasses with the pop up to short. That's going to bring the second inning to keep the score at unofficially 6, but it's actually 7. Why can't you guys get your runs right? It's 7-0. You guys got 6. Whatever you want.
You're the official.
I'm done fixing you guys all day. I'm the unofficial official, and it's 7. But
That's a debate that I've often enjoyed, is top 5 left fielders in the game, barrel roller. Do you have a list?
Oh, defensive? Booze Hound from Saginaw Old Gold is on that list. Well, who is on the list?
Absolutely.
Who's on the list? Now, we're looking at a different focus group of seeing different people. So, I see Jeremy Stedry of Bay City, and I never see the guy make an error. But he does not make the spectacular plays that you're going to remember his name for. But he doesn't drop anything. His success rate's probably 90-95%. Not a fly. So it's hard to argue with that one.
Boring is good.
Thank you, sir. Who are you thinking, Adam?
I'm just trying to think right now, World Tournament. I feel like Dennis Bennett from Akron is a solid left fielder.
As Pops Wegman makes the first out of the inning.
Who am I missing? Stick.
Eddie's played left field for us in the past for Drovertown, and he plays a very solid left field. He did not today.
Ball hit to shortstop. Mishandle. That's going to give 2 times his first. That's going to bring up wrong way.
Eddie's going to grab the ball. Mike, I almost grabbed you in 3.
You got issues with bats. I'm not even talking about the past, Pops. What is the deal? What is going on with you today with the bats? You threw a bat. You picked up a different bat because you're, and then you got a good hit with that bat. And then the next time you came up, you fly down to left, and you thought that's not good enough, and you came up with another bat after that.
Is that kind of like any relation to Batman or
twin sister?
Okay.
Twins. Wrong way is up.
Pitch me short, please. Hey, he did exactly what you asked him to. Swing. You should.
There's a nice hit ball, by Jeff. Wrong way in the left field. One hopper to the left fielder. He's going to mishandle a little bit. Going to get the ball in, and we're going to have Wrong way taking a second. Two times over at third. It's going to bring up Clink. Make a play.
Get dirty.
Get dirty. It's a well hit ball down the right field line foul.
Can't say enough about Pick as an umpire. He makes those foul calls known. That's such an important part of umpiring this game.
Nothing more frustrating than an umpire who doesn't call a foul.
You're all the way almost to second. Oh, I said foul.
Another pitch to Nettie here. Sure. As unofficially, it is 6-0. Officially, it's 7-0. Here she goes.
Nice.
It's a left fielder played in a little bit on her and misplay. 2 times comes into tally. Wrong way stays at second. Nettie's going to get her first on the misplay by the left fielder. That's going to bring up Jeff Cox with one out. That's actually, it's now 8-0.
Crap!
We got a pinch runner. This could be the only case where we need a pinch runner for the pinch runner. Oh, misplay by the catcher. That's going to result in wrong way and Clint both moving up. She could have slid in the second, but she chose not to. She's the one who has to do the laundry. I think that's obvious. Hit straight up to the third baseman. We got a call off by the third baseman. And, you know, the old wipeout. And that is going to result in the second out. Here comes long sleeve T. Prospect. What team? Who is he really, though?
He's just a guy that showed up and is interested in playing. We're trying him out. They wanted to test him out with Drovertown.
Oh, are you kidding? Is that true?
That's really what happened, yeah.
Okay. So we can kid him about his blue shoes and his long sleeve tee because he doesn't know any better yet. Whoa! And the pitcher won't be able to make fun of him about it either. Wrong. He hits it up back straight through the box. Wrong way is going to score. There was aggression on that swing.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think he hasn't learned that aspect yet, where you want to try to avoid shooting middle.
Another fine, $2 for shooting the middle. Prospect takes his first.
That, of course, goes to ALS.
ALS of Michigan. We're slightly over $1,800 right now for ALS of Michigan.
That's
actually
solid.
And still going.
So. I see it's catching momentum here.
It is. I did better writing of my emails. I'm not a wordsmith.
You know what?
Pop onto the shortstop by Kyle Ridner. That's going to end the inning.
I do have a theory that the publicity of the target signs interested quite a few people in participating. Those are pretty, pretty beautiful.
It is. If you look at it from a business point of view, you're only spending $125. It's going to be some, and 100 of it goes to a charity. To that inning, if you want to add the one you missed earlier, it's 9-0.
Michigan's known mostly for its math. You have good math skills down here in Ohio. Yeah, you heard that, Columbus. I love you guys.
So that's going to bring schoolboy top of the lineup here for the gents from Georgetown. Back to the catcher. And Lightfoot is going to make that play for a stone.
In the game, as
so they're giving $100 to a charity, which isn't a huge amount. I think businesses can pretty much handle that. You're spending $25 on a banner, but you're also getting the banner.
You can't really get a banner that cheap anywhere, really. So.
And the banners have come out looking good. They're going to look good as a target on the field, and they're going to be seen all weekend. And you're going to have all the players as there's a line drive to a shortstop taking on a couple of bounces, a throw over to first. I don't think he got him. Rooster's going to take his first on that. That brings Bucky up. And the public, so after a day full of players doing the skills fields, the public is going to be able to do it on Sunday. So you're getting viewed by over 500 different people. And there's a grounder to... grounder's short, and he throws it a shovel pass over Clink's head at second. So Rooster's going to get a second. Bucky's going to get his first. It's going to bring a Bull Moose. Oh, who
apparently
is,
the fines have taken their toll.
Yes. You can only take so much fine when you're a vintage baseball player, and you're not making any money doing this. I did mention earlier, I did like his solid white hanky. And there's a grounder to short. Force at second. I don't know. It's just a clean look. I like it. I can't help it.
I think a nice handkerchief ties it all together. You know, there's a team called the Wild Bunch that they all run a gold handkerchief. It looks really good on the all black.
Never heard of them. Speaking of the Wild Bunch, I'm releasing Sunday's festival schedule next weekend. The Wild Bunch have a match if they all decide to stick around.
Oh, as they would. I've heard those guys are true gangsters.
The truest of the gangsters. Fly ball to center field by Plug. That's going to be a mishandle.
It's going to be part of the 60% you were talking about. Mm-hmm.
So Rooster is going to tally on that as the wind kicks up here. Bull Moose is going to make a second. Plug makes his first. Once again, we're talking about a reliable fielder that had a ball just hit to him and he couldn't make that play because it's hard.
It's a lot harder with, you know, these factory balls get slick when it's, you know, beat into the wet ground a bunch of times, so that definitely plays a factor.
You guys played in the second match, so you didn't play in the first match. That ball in that first match must have been miserable. Right away, too, because there was a lot of stuff going on, so that ball was, you know, a cannonball.
Twice the weight. It's like trying to catch a fish with your hands.
That's going to bring up Sarge, who hits a grounder to shortstop. The shortstop's going to actually shovel it correctly to Clink this time. And that's going to be the third out. They got Plug at second base, so Sarge is going to lead off the inning again. Next inning, and that's going to make the score unofficially 8-1, officially 9-1.
If we lose by one unofficially, that's...
I have it. I have the proof, but I've been saying it's been off by a run from a long time now.
See what kind of value you bring to this game?
I don't know. I could be wrong.
All right, I told you what I was going to do last time I was up. I'm going to get up this inning. You tell me what you want me to do.
You've got practically no leg kick going, so you're just all arms. You got Nettie running for you. You're not going to be able to do too much power.
Oh, you don't worry about me. You worry about entertainment here.
I'm checking out their defensive line. Well, let's try to make Babyface out there make a play.
Which one's Babyface?
Right field.
Oh, you're just playing right into my wheelhouse.
Let's just have him make a play. Let's make him a household name.
All right.
If he misses it, big deal. Everybody misses it. But if he makes a play on you, let's let him get noticed. As the wipeout from Bat Breaker again.
Hey, you need to get dirty.
You got to get dirty, because if you don't get dirty, you're going to get dirty. You've been warned. So Jay Redner out. On a pop out to shortstop, that's going to bring up Adam Johnson. And you heard it. He asked for it, what I wanted him to do. And I want him to hit it to the young man in right field. Not because I think he won't make a play, because I want him to make a play. And that's what that's all about. And he's filling in for the gents, who I understand have a few people missing today because of the Kentucky Derby going on. Mint juleps, people. There it is. He hit it to right field, and he has to go back, and he hit it over his head. He hit it too good. Right fielder gets the ball in to second, and pinch runner Kyle Redner. Or no, that's Jay. That is Jay Redner pinch running. So Adam Johnson coming back over. Did exactly. He took the wrong angle off the bat, and that hurt him going back on it, but he wasn't going to get it anyway.
That was an inside half pitch. It was tough to go that way.
Drifter out to center field. Bull Moose with the play to get it back in, but that's going to make it first and third.
I think that's an important lesson for the kids, you know. Life sometimes throws you inside, but you're trying to go to right field. You got to make a play, kids. Make a play.
Well, you make a play. Jim, who's got no legs in his swing right now, no fault of his own. He's just trying to enjoy the fact that he's here playing baseball, and he pulled a thigh earlier. He's hurting. With a smile on his face, though. That's going to be 2 outs. Pops is up. He kept with the same bat this time. This guy's got bad issues. Well-struck ball to left field. One hopper to left field. They're going to get the force at second. I still think they did it. They got Drifter at second base on the force. Because Pops hit it so hard. It means Jim Wood is going to lead off the next inning.
So last weekend, Drovertown was down at Caesar Creek for an event.
Uh-huh.
And I think it should be known that Pops hit a dinger.
A dinger?
Dinger. Yeah, they have a fence there.
Oh. So is the ball still in play if it goes over the fence? Like, it's you got to hop the fence and go get it?
Nope. Just a home run.
They have dingers?
They have dingers.
Whose home field is that?
Who does? I think that's the Eastwood Iron Horses that host.
The Eastwood Iron Horses. I fine you $7.
To ALS of Michigan.
There's no home runs. There's no dingers over a fence.
The fence, the way they two configurations for the field. The second configuration, the left field fence down the line is like 220.
My God.
They limit you to 5 home runs. After that, it's a double. Interesting rule set.
But sometimes you have to do what you have to do. As Sarge leads off the inning with the ball hit to Prospect.
That's Prospect with the putout looking like he's been doing it for years.
Waving his hat around like, look at me, I've arrived. Babyface is up now with one out in the inning.
We made him a household name.
Officially 9-1. Well, we didn't because he didn't make a play. Oh, my God. Oh, he dropped it. A misplay, right? I was going to say, that's the guy who's making
it.
That's the guy making a name for himself. Long sleeve tee. Let's call him Haynes. But it is white.
Yeah, he's maybe nodded at him and Nettie both in a competition to see who can keep their shirt the whitest.
Is she doing his laundry too?
I don't think he wants to drive all the way to Pittsburgh just to have his laundry done. Maybe he does.
Lefty's up right now. Playing with the gents, but he is a Cincinnati Buckeye. And it looks like the cold weather and the off and the handle shot that he just did have rattled his fingers a bit. You get crazy wind going on in different directions. It's a swirling situation here.
How do you feel about getting bees on the hands and in vintage and letting everybody know it?
Getting bees on the hands?
Yeah, like when you hit a foul ball off the tip and it hurts your hands a little bit.
I want to show you my hand. And, it's got English on it. Prospect takes it off a hop. It's a well-struck ball out to left field.
Nice top spin on that ball. Got it down.
Babyface is going to take his second. Lefty's going to take his first. And that's going to bring up the captain of the gents, Molasses. So look at this. I don't feel a lot of things in these. This is like a bear claw. There's a lot of padding everywhere on my body, but in my hands as well. That's why I play first base, as there's a single into left field by Molasses loading the bases. I play first base with a reckless abandon because it never hurts. I'm always telling people, no, throw it. Throw it. It doesn't hurt.
So you've never felt the bees off of a foul ball on a cold day?
Nope. Not in vintage. No, I have, aluminum bat, cold day. Hitting it wrong. That's going to bring up the top of the order at Schoolboy. He's going to hit it to center field. That's going to be held by the center fielder. It's going to drive in a run. Babyface is going to tally.
A very nice swing by Schoolboy. Looks like he might have been coached.
By somebody on the team. His dad, perhaps.
Perhaps.
That's going to bring up Rooster as the gentleman get a second tally on the board. Here's a hit to the shortstop. A flip over to third for the force. It's a mishandle by Mr. Rice. Does he have it? He does. Is his foot on the bag? Let's wait to see what happens. Yes, gentlemen should. It's been hashed out, and Lefty is on at third, making Molasses the leadoff hitter in the fifth inning.
Those gentlemen made that play look hard.
So the score here is 9-2, even though the scoreboard is showing 8-1. But that's what it is. It's 9-2. It's going to show 8-2. I don't care. No one's ever going to be able to prove me wrong unless it's a close game.
I believe you. When it comes down to it, I'll fight on your side.
So this should be Jim Stick Wood again. What are we going to do? Bat out of order here?
That seems like an oversight. Oh, no, I think they figured it out.
I guess I'm just going to give it a thumbs up. Like, this is my official stamp of approval of what just happened. There. Stick all. Fly ball to right.
Babyface.
Babyface makes the play.
Who needs great hands when you got a chest like that?
It's good. It's really good to see some new faces out here. It's good to see some young kids. Pops swinging it well with that bat as he gets a line drive into left field, taking his first.
Bat's getting promoted up the chain.
Yeah, that one's going to – he's going to have to make at least 2 outs with that one now before he throws it. Here comes two times. Oh, that is down the third baseline. Not a lot of room over there. Fine play. Well held by the third baseman in treacherous territory. Yeah,
very dangerous over there with some pipes and some crumbled hay bales.
Tree branch leaning out over the foul territory over there. He had some things. Pace of play has slowed way down here in the third game of the day. There's a tapper back to the mound, and wrong way is out at first as he tries to run to the pitcher and tackle him. I believe a spear is what he was going for. So that's going to keep the score 9-2.
It's your pants. Your pants are black.
No, now she's just asking for it. Now she's, I got black flags with 9. We're in the bottom of 5. Let's not worry about it till it comes into play.
And then we'll worry about a lot.
Then we can worry about it, and then I can state my case, of which I'm certain. That's Frank Sinatra. Molasses, back up as we hit the 50-minute mark. Is there a time limit on these?
I believe so.
Oh, so you still got, you guys still got 25 minutes. Some of these innings are going very fast. Pops out to make a play. He pushes it to first. He kicks it. He stumbles. He bumbles. He rumbles. He's safe.
He overran the base.
And he overran the base, and he's out. That was the most non-action action play I've ever seen. So little happened on that play, and yet a lot. That's going to bring up what we're at. Schoolboy.
Schoolboy.
He does the clear out when he's got a pop fly coming to him.
Yeah, you vintage Barry Bonds.
Bodies, young kid who can swing.
He's got a nice little swing on.
Yeah, he does.
100 pounds more, and that boy will hit dingers.
Schoolboy will take his first. Hopefully, he sticks with the real game as opposed to trying to pursue something stupid with aluminum bats.
I always felt like it was strange they taught that game in school.
Nice shot. Here's a line drive down the third base area to the left fielder by Rooster. Gents kicking up their heels a little bit here. Schoolboy on second, Rooster on first. Bringing up Bucky, not going quietly into the night.
That's poetic.
Thanks. I stole it from Independence Day.
Who also stole it from who? Bro, is that a Robert Frost? I don't know. It was somebody. I was in school.
Was it Footprints in the Sand? I don't know. And there's a base hit in the left field that's going to load the bases. Bucky takes his first. Rooster takes his second. Schoolboy takes his third. And we got the cleanup hitter, Bull Moose, for the Gents. We got some action going on here. I tell you what, you turn that hat around, you're going to get some runs in. I told you.
He did, too.
That's a well-struck ball out to center field. That's going to get in one, and that's going to get in two. Schoolboy and Rooster are going to tally that ace. And Bucky's going to make his second. Bull Moose is going to make his first. That's going to make it 8-4. That brings up Plug. Two gone, one out. Things are happening. Baseball things. Another ball out to center field. That's going to fall. It's going to scoot by the center fielder. That's going to bring in a run. Bull Moose is going to take his third.
We have ourselves a game here.
Can't you see what's going to happen here? I can tell you what's going to happen.
We all know. The universe
This
knows.
Extra run is going to come into play, and then I'm going to look like the bad guy. Because I'm going to say, no, it's 9, not 8. And then can't you just see Georgetown getting mad at me and hating my guts and never listening to an episode of my podcast? I mean,
if you're mad at you, you should really just be mad at math, because it was math that...
Well, I can't even say 100% that I'm right. You know, I mean, I don't score somebody until I see them cross home, but... There's a grounder to third base. We get the force at second. Bull Moose is going to tally that ace. There's the second out. Sarge is going to take us first.
Trevor Town working their way out of a jam here.
8-6.
Unofficially.
9-6, really. 8-6 unofficially, and Babyface is...
I always wonder, when I see Babyface, when can I see him again?
It's so good.
Yeah, we got a couple of Cincinnati Buckeyes filling in for the Gents right now in a row. Important part of the lineup. Seems like the top half of the lineup for the Gents is really getting their swing down. Babyface taking his time.
Being selective. He knows there's a lot riding on this swing.
And that's into the yard, over the hen house, before the house. Wrong way jumped the fence. At some point, I expect him to also jump the shark. Has that happened?
I'm sure if there was a shark, he'd have jumped it by now.
When you, there's a fly ball to left field, that's going to be held by Prospect.
This Prospect guy, he's really coming into his own.
When do you stop being a prospect? How many games do you have to actually have a uniform on and then you're no longer a prospect?
Yeah, I think once you stop playing in long sleeve t-shirts.
All right, so that's going to make it 8-6. I've lived this life long enough to know something is going to happen to me on this.
Oh, they
put the 9 up.
They're making the change. All is right with the universe.
But we don't know if that's going to upset anybody. Hopefully they have the same thing. Officially, I approve this message.
Somebody's got a book, I'm going to take the easy way.
Yeah, pass the blame off. That's what you do, Bill.
So now, officially and unofficially, the gentlemen are down 6-9. Nice.
Nice. And the white and the bright clink is up with a hit to center field. That's going to fall in. That's going to be a hit.
Can't help but feel like they had her shifted completely wrong there.
Well, the left fielder had been playing way over to left center field her two previous at-bats, and then that one, I don't know if he just decided not to do it or just forgot what was the situation. Or,
I say smite the
but that's just about where he was standing the first two times. Lightfoot hits it straight up in the air. There's going to be force at second because it's going to fall down. No one's going to make the play on the fly, but the third baseman will throw out Clink at second base for the first out.
Was that calculated to get the speed off the base paths?
No calculation there. It was complete miscommunication is what that was. Or I should say no communication. And Prospect hits it out to center field. Oh, the ball looks like it's dead. He's pulling...
Could be the end of Prospect's day.
Was he touching his hammy?
There's not going to be any runners left for Drover Town.
Yeah, if one of the red nurse pulls up lame, you guys just have to quit.
All right, I'm going to try to pull one. Haven't done that today.
All right. As Kyle Redner hits a grounder to second, and that out is going to be made. For the second out, we're going to get wrong way over to third, who's a pinch runner, and we're going to get Prospect over to second. Now we got Jay Redner toots up. This is a big out for the Gents. This is a big out. The tide has shifted in this match. Oh, line drive to the shortstop. He takes it off the hand. Payne is the name of the game.
A good effort, young man.
As it goes into center field, he's probably going to feel that one tomorrow as a run comes across for Drover Town. He seems to be okay. Stinger.
You had a bad enough hit to get me on base.
That was a stinger. Here comes Adam Johnson, who said he's going to dead pull this. Oh, right back up the box into center field. That's going to score a Prospect. Tally that. Ace for Prospect. Toots a second. Pinch runner. Kyle Redner for Adam Johnson. Adam Johnson, who was just wanting to find people earlier for going back up the box by the pitcher, just did it himself. That's a fine. Drifter's up now. Ooh, that was a short pitch. Drifter wanted it, but he didn't go. He didn't pull the trigger. Here we go. The game is getting a little tense because it's getting a little close. As we have passed the hour mark, the Gents got to feel good about getting back into this game. If they can get out of here only giving up one, there's a line drive to right field. Drifter, they're going to bring that ball in, and they are going to keep the runner at third. So it's going to be bases loaded. Two outs. Jim Wood. Up to the plate. And Jim Wood's going to swing at the first pitch. It's going to be a bouncer out in front. It's going to be foul. It's not a bouncer. It was a short pop-up that landed just foul, just to the right of home plate. And he's going to, in the hole between short and third into left field, there's going to be a force attempt at third. That's not going to happen. So that's going to tally a run. Everybody's going to move up a base. That's going to bring up Pops, who has switched back to the bat he threw earlier. I don't think that bat is going to give him a hit. I think that bat's mad at him. Angry bat. Hit to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up. Shovels it over to third. Way to go, Pops. Way to play with an angry bat. You've
ruined it. third out on Drifter at third. So that's going to make the score 12-6. That's going to make Jim Wood lead off the next inning if there is one. So the Gents, although they are down 6 runs, definitely striking better, definitely playing better as this match goes on. They should not feel all is lost right now. This is possibly their last at-bat, but they should not feel out of this game the way they've been playing the second half of this game. Lefty's leading off. He's going to hit it high down the right field line. It's going to be fair, and it's going to be caught by Drifter over there out of my line of sight. Molasses is up. Molasses has gotten a new nickname, apparently, as they call him Run Through, because he didn't stop at first base earlier on a hit and got thrown out. And there's a short pop fly. It's going to hit foul. We're going to take that pitch. There's a little tension, and that's a ball hit to the shortstop. Up with it off a bounce, throw over to first, and that's going to be the second out. That's going to leave it up here to Schoolboy. Some would say sweatshirt. Some would say clear out. He's a young guy with young legs and a good-looking swing is what he is, and hopefully he has a future in vintage baseball. And then there's a short popper over the second baseman's head. It's going to fall in for a hit. My scouting report on Schoolboy at this point is that he's a dead pull hitter. I'd bring the shortstop over to second base. I'd put the short. You can't do that, but I'm just saying if you could. Rooster hits it straight up to shortstop in the air. That's going to be held, and that is going to end that inning. And I believe, well, we're at the hour and 5 minute mark, so it looks like we're going to keep playing, and we are. So Black Flags of Droverton. Coming back out to the plate. First time we've gotten into the seventh inning in a match today is Jim Wood, or Stick, comes back up to the plate. That man's going to need some ice at the end of the activities today, and Jim hits it to shortstop. Shortstop's up with it. Throw to first is a little offline and a little short. Jim Wood is going to take that first. Here comes Dennis Wegman with a different bat. I wouldn't expect a steal. There's a high probability of a double play being pulled here. There's a pop-up to the third baseman. Third baseman comes in, makes the play. That's going to be one. Two times up now. Scores 12-6. Pitcher has turned his hat around backwards. That's a $5 fine. Of course, everybody knows I'm just joking around when I make those fines. I don't really care what you do with your hat. Here's a hit to left field. Two bouncer to left fielder. He's going to throw it to second. Slide into second by Jim Wood. Avoiding the force. Two times takes his first. Jim Wood takes his second. That's going to bring up Wrongway, who attempted to spear the pitcher last time he was up. Some gamesmanship going on between the pitcher and the batter. And right back up the box. And they're going to get... No, they are not going to get. I thought there was going to be a force made at second. But the center fielder is going to mishandle that. That's going to load the bases. And Clink is up. Clink's going to put it over the shortstop's head in the left center field like she's been doing all day. Oh, she tried to go to right field. That's foul ball, and she takes one. Wind has died down a little bit. It's still got a little punch to it. Way short.
Yeah.
And here we go with the next pitch. Swing, bouncer to third base. He's going to come up and go home with it. That's the right play. They do get him. Fine play by the third baseman, preventing the run from scoring. Everybody's going to move up a base. That's going to bring up Jeff Cox, Lightfoot. Jeff Cox getting a pinch runner. High fly ball, center field. That's going to land between the left fielder and center fielder. That's going to plate a couple more runs. Black Flags pulling away. It's going to bring up Prospect. There's a line drive single into left field. It's going to load the bases up again. Back up to the top of the order for Kyle Redner. And I'm going to drive to Cincinnati and get ready for my Cincinnati Reds game tonight. I think I'm going to be wearing a sweatshirt and a jacket. It's cold out there. Kyle Redner, base is loaded, hits it into right field. That's a one hopper to the right fielder who gets the ball in quickly, but not quick enough as everyone's going to move out. Tally in another ace for Black Flag. It's going to bring up Jay Redner. That's going to make the score 15-6. And Jay Redner goes to right field, down the right field line. Looks fair. It's going to fall in. We got Drifter scoring. We got Prospect scoring. And we got Kyle Redner taking his third. And we got Jay Redner taking his second. Black Flags are pulling away, putting it on here at the end. From what I understand, the Georgetown Gents are a newer club. I believe this is either their second or third year This might be their third year into vintage baseball. With the future, definitely. So two outs in the inning. Five runs have come across, making it 17-6. And there's a well-hit ball to left field by Pops. That's going to bring in another run. Going to take Jay Redner over to third. Wayne Wesley just hits it into right field, scoring another run. Pops is taking his second. Drifter takes his first. We've now batted around. Here comes Jim Wood again. We are at the hour and 16-minute mark. There's a pop fly to the first baseman who camps underneath it. There's a misplay. He's going to throw it to second for the force, however. Seven. So the score right now is 19-6 as the gents are going to get their last at-bats here. And then we're going to call that a day. So Bucky's going to be the leadoff hitter for the gentleman from Kentucky. Making the trip here to Sharonville, Ohio. They seem like a great group of guys. Good uniforms, nice hats. They seem to want to slide into first base after a grounder to short. And he's out by a half a step. It's going to bring a bull moose. They, you know, they're kind of getting it put on them right now. And you can tell a lot by a club when they're getting it put on them. Happens to all of them. How do they act? And, you know, there's no attitude. There's no negativity. And they're not going to get it put on them a lot. Bull moose hits it straight up in the air to the third baseman. Misplay by third. Bull moose is going to take his first. And that's going to bring a plug with one out here. Bottom of the seventh, 19-6. But the gents have handled themselves very well today in my first dealing with them. Misplay by the right fielder on a well-hit ball, and that's going to give everybody a base. Sarge is going to come up with one out and runners on first and second. So let's hope they keep with it, stick to it, get some. They're not old at all. They're a young team. So I wish them nothing but the luck in the future. Of course, the Black Flags of Droverton. Our successful road traveling team, and they just enjoy the vintage game. Today was my first dealings with the Buckeyes and Red Stockings. They have a fabulous venue as there's a pop-up third baseline. Shortstop comes over, catches it, and is going to throw it to second for the force, and that's the ball game. Double play to end the game there, and that's gonna do it. From Sharonville, Ohio, the Heritage Village Museum. Final score, game number 3, Black Flags 19. The gentleman from Georgetown 6. I want to thank everybody. Hopefully I did good enough, and I'm going to turn on the microphone so you can get the post-game speeches.
Thank you.